really not re-emphasizing this. You do not have to be an expert at emails. You do not. You just have to do it. You just have to do anything and you're going to get better results than 90% of people. I've taught so many students now. There's so many people that I've got good results, but still haven't implemented anything. And this is the one thing that's killing them is perfectionism. So here's my Ryanism. I want you to literally do anything. Just do anything. If I say the emails, just do anything. Any email is better than the email you're currently sending, which most of the time is what? Zero. Any CRM is better than the current one you're using, which most of the time is none. Any follow-up is better. So let me run through this. Just get to a point where you're good enough. You don't have to be an expert. One of the things I've done wrong in my teaching, okay, in the past, and I've been doing this for a little while now, is really not re-emphasizing this. You do not have to be an expert at emails. You do not. You just have to do it. You just have to do anything, and you're going to get better results than 90% of people. Yes, copywriting is important, but honestly, just sending anything in the post is better than what you're currently doing. You guys with me? Just do anything. I promise you, you're going to get great results. Good enough is often good enough. So there's a story, and Dan Kennedy used to tell a story about when in the early days of their business, they used to fulfill all their own orders. And he never understood why it was taking so long to get, let's say someone ordered a book or 10 books, why it took so long to get the books out. And when he looked at the packaging, it was beautiful. I mean, it was perfectly wrapped. It was magnificent. And his accountant was doing it at the time. And one day he said to his accountant, how long is it taking you to wrap the box? Because it's beautiful. And the guy told him, and he was like, I want you to stop everything and I want you to do it. Just get it out. I don't care how long it takes you, but get it shorter, get it quicker. I don't care if the taping's not perfect. But the point is, the person's made the sale. Just freaking get the box out. You guys with me? Sometimes good enough is good enough. And the challenge is, most of the time we faff around with the marketing campaign too long. Just get it out. So I'm gonna tell you some stories that'll help you with this. The founder of LinkedIn said this: if you're not incredibly embarrassed by your first anything, you haven't gone fast enough. Some of you are gonna struggle with that. Wendy, I can see you laughing there. And listen, I want to be clear. If you're not incredibly embarrassed when you look back at your first email, your first follow-up sequence, your first reactivation campaign, your first Facebook ad, your first video, if you're not incredibly embarrassed when you look back, you haven't gone fast enough. It's the game. And I'll never forget, I went to a marketing conference by a guy by the name of Alex Mendozian, very big online. And I was sitting in the audience, 500 people in the room, and he looked at us all and he said, you know, the only reason I'm standing on stage teaching you and earning the big bucks, and it's not the other way around, is one thing. I'm prepared to look stupid in public more than you are. I'm just prepared to look stupid in public more than you are, which means I'm prepared to move from, if you look at the levels, I'm prepared to move from non-existence to danger. Because the danger of public perception and criticism, that's the only reason. And don't worry about that, it's all good, I've told you that story. So you need to just be good enough at this stuff. Please just take some notes here because this is important. You just need to know a few basics with copywriting. To be a great copywriter takes years. I'm often asked, if I could click my fingers, this is the truth, guys. If I could click my fingers and get one skill in business, what would it be? It would be copywriting. For me, if you said to me, now that I know a lot more about marketing, if you said to me, Ryan, if you could just click your fingers and get one thing and be the best on the planet at it, what would it be? For me, it would be copywriting because everything starts with copywriting. So for me, that's just a big thing for me, copywriting. But you just need to be good enough. You just need good enough. Basics of email marketing. In fact, any email marketing. So You know, here's what I'm seeing. The people that came out of Corona, the best, and it's not about Corona. The problem's there, the problem. I've had one-on-one calls with them since. And I was like, don't stop the thing that got you through this thing. They just did a daily email. If you're not doing a weekly email to your list right now, and they were doing a daily email, now we're going to scale it back, but we're scaling it back to three emails a week to their patient list. And it's stuff like this. Richard, what did your family do yesterday for dinner? You want to write about this. Sean, what did you guys do on the weekend for fun? It's 80% is non-relevant information. Please write that down. You are not writing to your list about relevant. Please don't write the emails about how every single email is about how they can be healthier all the time and things like that. Tell them some of your flaws and your funny things and your kids and your family. And you can ask Belinda, who's on this. Belinda had so much fun with this. She exposed her entire list to her family. And, you know, Ed Bates, who just wrote an email every single day doing records now, said he told everyone about, he loves to have wine in the evening. He made a thing about it. And now his patients come in and bring him bottles of wine as gifts and tease him. And it's that stuff they want to see. It's personality in your copywriting. Don't worry about always telling them about how subluxation is the, you know, whatever. Just give some personality to yourself. Basics of phone marketing. In fact, any telemarketing, you're going to win. If you do any outbound telemarketing, this is the one that kills me the most. If you just do anything, you're better than 90% of the people out there, which means people opt into your website. Do you at least get in touch with them on time? Do you at least have a list of people that they're being phoned? I'll give you an example of this in a moment. Basics of direct mail. In fact, anything through the post to your loyal customers, anything. Do you know in membership businesses, those of you that did my expert business accelerator, the biggest aha that my chiropractors got from doing expert business accelerator was that their practice is the information business. That their practice is the expert business. They're the expert. It's not about the coaching business, although that's why they did it. The biggest aha they got from it was, wow, my business is the expert business. So any regular content you put through is gonna help you. So you just need to be good enough at talk structure. Don't worry about it. Just do any talks. I know you're gonna suck at them in the beginning, but just do anything. The basics of filling a room. Can you put bums in seats? Just do anything, you're gonna be better than most people. It doesn't matter if you get four people, just do anything. The basics of platform selling, write that down. Platform selling is being able to stand up and speak to people and at least get them to take an offer. There is a formula for that. Those of you that have been to, like my inner circle members that have been to my two-day talks bootcamp, come to the two-day talks bootcamp, it'll help you that. You've gotta do that. What did John DeMartini said? He realized that that's all he needed to do to grow his business was talks. You know, the basics of doing regular videos. I don't care how bad your videos are, just do anything. The basics of Facebook marketing, the basics of text marketing, and please write this down, any follow-up. Any follow-up. And then write this down, any mixed media. Any mixed media. So those two tips I just gave you right now will make you experts in marketing. Most of the time, if I can just get my students to do those last two, they win. Meaning any follow-up. Most people are not prepared to do any follow-up. Mixed media is this. Instead of just sending an email, are you prepared to send an email, a text, a telephone call? If you just mix the media, text, email, telephone, and print, you win. I'll show you an example of this in a moment. Cool. So I had like an image I wanted to show you guys. So I'm going to, because I don't have to go through it too far, but let me show you what I had for you and then I'll unshare, but I do have to share this with you. So I literally typed into Google, throw shit on wall. Okay. And that's what came up. And my job, there's kids. My job is just to get you to throw anything on the wall. Like just do it, just do anything. And I promise you something's gonna stick. It's not the stuff that you do that doesn't work, it's gonna be the devastating thing. It's the stuff that you're not too afraid to do, and some of it's gonna stick. So you'll win if you just do it. It doesn't matter, just do it. Throw it against the wall in any way, shape, or form. So your job is to embrace sloppy success. Take action wherever you can. Just please write that down, sloppy success. Business is messy as anything. Anyone that sold you on the lie that you can have a well-oiled machine had never been in business, because there's nothing well-oiled about business. Okay, it's those of you that are like, oh, I'm failing because I haven't got my awesome sequences in place, I haven't got my beautiful team, I haven't got my amazing culture. Well, welcome to business, because Dan Kennedy always says this: if he had to give you an inside view of some of the most successful companies on the planet, what the absolute disaster it is behind the scenes, you'll feel so much better about yourself. Just be okay with it. Business is messy. That's life. And sometimes I jump on coaching calls with people and they feel so bad about themselves because they haven't got their systems in place yet. And what about, yeah, I know. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. That's business. But if you embrace sloppy success and move forward, that's life. That's the way business is.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies that I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.